And I remember, Jim, I remember you, when we discussed this before, you described exactly how you did it, what it sounded like. And I mean, I don't know if we can do it, and it can go on the air, but it describe what it sounded like.
Well, it was thumpity, 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 thump, 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 thump. And it was like people boxing the aircraft. And this is something that I think that even today isn't sufficiently understood or appreciated. Yeah, because most people will think, well, it was one goose that flew into one engine and one goose that flew into another engine. And it was a whole flock of geese running into the aircraft. And I've seen the aircraft after the accident. I was in Charlotte for this same client several times since then. And on one occasion after they'd moved the aircraft from where they took it to the salvage company in New Jersey down to Charlotte. You may remember it.
Yes,
came
I remember.
Baltimore,
absolutely.
Without its wings on and around the beltway and so forth. Somebody asked me at the time, well, did you go out to watch it?
Right.
Because a lot of people did. And I said, no.
I don't want to go through that again. Right?
I've seen it before. But I did see it in Charlotte after they got it down there and reattached the wings. And it's really something to see the aircraft. It's in a museum down there.
Mm-hmm.
The Carolinas Aviation Museum, which is a wonderful museum, by the way. And the aircraft is just really beat up.
It's so hard to imagine with birds. That's the biggest thing about this. Jim Hanks is on board with us once again. He was the last passenger to get off of USA Flight 1549 in the survival, really, the Miracle in the Hudson, is to see what damage birds themselves can do to a plane. It's hard to imagine until you actually see, like you saw, the physical damage that was done.
Jim, what was it? So you heard the noise, and when you heard the noise, what happened in the cabin after you heard the noise?
Well, I think everyone was so startled by this this noise, this thumping, birds hitting the nose of the plane, the wings, the going into the engines, the tail, the rudders, that people were stunned. Certainly,
shock is the first thing, I'm sure, that sets in.
Yeah.
And did you say there was a smell that came in?
Yes.
That permeated the cabin?
Yes. That was the first thing that I noticed after the thumping sounds all around had ended. At that point, because everyone was so stunned and shocked and going through this experience that none of us had been through before, it was completely quiet. And I think people were bewildered, to say the least, stunned, shocked. And then smoke began coming through the vents, the fresh air vents. And you could see it and you could smell it. Now, it was not a lot of smoke, but I thought to myself,
something's wrong.
Something's wrong, yeah. I was worried that the smoke was going to continue and the cabin was going to fill up with smoke and that we were all going to
That's your only air.
Yeah.
That is the only air you have is right there.
That's absolutely right, C4. And so I was really worried about that initially. But that stopped fairly soon thereafter, maybe 15, 20 seconds later. And
is the plane still rising then as the smoke's coming out?
The plane was climbing, still climbing when the bird struck. And because of its forward thrust, it kept climbing for a couple of hundred feet thereafter. It was at about 3,000 feet when the bird strike occurred. It was climbing, and the captain had begun to bank to the left, meaning toward the west. And it continued in that direction after the bird strike.
Jim Hanks, hold that thought. We're going to hear more as we're in the plane now. We're sitting in the plane with Jim Hanks, attorney with Venable LLP, and we're talking about 4 years later, the Miracle in the Hudson, and how everyone survived that.